1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, and welcome to WDCE, broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming at www.wdce.org. This is Curtis Stigers, and you are listening to the Cool Jazz Set. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Thank you, Curtis. Curtis Stigers. What a wonderful artist. Welcome, my friends, to an Easter swing just for you. Basket full of Easter swing. And a special hello to all my regular listeners and especially to my 20-year-old grandson who is studying. He's a junior at Texas A&M and was nice enough to be here on his spring break 2 weeks ago and hosted his show with me. So if you want to hear a great show, go to CoolJazzSet.com, click on radio shows, and scroll down to Swing Ladies Swing. That was on the 13th of March. You'll get to hear him. Well, we'll have a lot of great music for you tonight. I think you'll enjoy the show. And we'll get started with Curtis Stigers, joined by pianist Gene Harris, and Hammond B3 master, the great brother Jack McDuff. Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound saved a wretch like me. Thank you.
Nothing but good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Thank you.
Luther Hughes and the Cannonball Coltrane Project, and the album is entitled Second Helping. They did four different albums dedicated to the great Cannonball Adderley and John Coltrane. And this was a piece, this nice quintet, by the way, comprised of a lead bassist Luther Hughes, tenor saxophonist Glenn Cashman, alto Bruce Babad, on piano Ed Zach, and on drums Paul Krebich. And by the way, Paul, the drummer, wrote that tune called Taking It Home. And before that, we heard a nice quintet, the Dave Young Quintet, Aspects of Oscar. It's an album that he did with a quintet in honor of the great Oscar Peterson. And the piece that you heard them play was entitled Wheatland, and that was written by the great Oscar Peterson. Well, if you've just tuned in, my friends, this is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and I'm so happy you're here with me tonight playing some great American art for you, modern jazz with taste. And by the way, would you like to hear some great jazz? Vocalist Ann Hampton Callaway is coming to Richmond, to the Dominion Arts Center, formerly known as Richmond Center Stages, downtown complex on Friday, April the 8th and Saturday, April the 9th. She will be performing on Friday night at 7:30 and at 8 p.m. on Saturday night in Rhythm Hall. Miss Calloway is celebrating the women icons in American music. You'll hear favorites by Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday, Judy Garland, and many others. Ann Hampton will be singing standards, jazz, classics, and originals. The venue is located on Gray Street between 6th and 7th. Rhythm Hall is an intimate and wonderful place to hear a great artist like Ann Hampton Calloway. You can order your tickets by visiting the Dominion Arts Center box office online at richmondcenterstage.com or by calling the toll-free number 1-800-514-3849. And I'll look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be fantastic. And up next is the great Ann Hampton Calloway from one of my favorite recordings that she did, Blues in the Night. And this is something I'm going to play for two absolutely beautiful ladies up in Connecticut, Susan and Jay, mom and daughter. I don't know which one's the prettiest. They have something special to us down here at WDCE. Okay, here's Ann Hampton singing Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most, arranged, by the way, by the great pianist Bill Mays.
Once I was a sentimental thing, threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance hasn't got a chance, promised my first dance to winter. All I've got to show's a splinter for my little flame. Spring this year has got me feeling like a horse that never left the post. I lie in my room, staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss wakes trees and flowers, and to them I'd like to drink a toast. But I walk in the park just to kill lonely hours. Spring can really hang you up the most. Those birds twitter twit. I know the tune. This is love, this is it. I've heard it before, and I know the score, and I've decided that spring is a bore. Love seems sure around the new year. Now it's April, love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time, only what became of you, dear. Spring can really hang you up the most. ¶¶ something went wrong. Doctors once prescribed a tonic, sulfur and molasses was the dose. Didn't help a bit. My condition must be chronic. Spring can really hang you up the most. All alone, the party's over. Old Man Winter was a gracious host. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you up the most. Thank you.
And that was none other than the great Monty Alexander and his trio from an album entitled The River, and that was Holy, Holy, Holy. And before that, we heard an album recorded back in the 70s by the great guitarist Herb Ellison, bassist Ray Brown, Easter Parade. And since it's Easter, I thought I'd play some Easter kind of songs for you tonight. but always in the taste of great jazz. Modern Jazz with Taste right here at the Cool Jazz Center on WDCE at the University of Richmond, where we originate each week at this time. And we stream on the web at WDCE.org and locally at 90.1 FM. And hello to my family out in the West Coast, all my beautiful grandchildren, and my son and his family up in New York. He's on Broadway. And happy Easter and a peaceful time for all of us. We certainly hope. Up next, this is a nice recording. This is an album entitled Two for the Road. Dave Grusin did this a few years ago. And this is a tune some of us older listeners will probably remember. This is Dave Grusin and Peter Gunn.
Thank you.
Dave Grusin and his big band. The theme from Peter Gunn. What a great show that was. I remember watching that. I thought that was just a great detective book, detective story. Television. Been a long time. Okay, up next I'm going to play two back-to-back. And my good friend Shirley suggested this one time, and I find it very interesting. This is a great song. It's called Without a Song. I know you've heard it sung and played by different folks. This first one is by the great saxophonist Johnny Griffin with his sextet, and I'm going to follow that with a nice vocal of the same thing by one of my favorites, Miss Eden Atwood. So here it is, Without a Song.
Thank you.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, no how, without a song. I got mine, trouble and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. What makes the grass so tall? I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. Hell, I'll get along as a song is strong. Without a song.